Today our passage is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. In the passage, Paul talks about his weaknesses. Normally, we see a weakness as a negative thing, but in the passage, Paul deals with his weaknesses as blessings. Paul sees his weaknesses positively. He sees his weaknesses that way because when he is weak, then he is strong, as he says in verse 10. What does that mean? Today, let's think about Paul and his weaknesses. How did he deal with his weaknesses? And what we can learn from his attitude toward his weaknesses? Before getting into today's main points, I would like to review very briefly the context of today's passage. A church in Corinth had a lot of internal problems. So, Paul wrote a letter to teach them. Thus, he wrote 1 Corinthians. Thankfully, the church in Corinth became better, but there were still a few problems that Paul needed to take care of. One of the problems was that there were people who questioned the authority of Paul as an apostle, claiming Paul was weak, not strong enough to be a leader. So Paul wrote 2 Corinthians, and especially chapters 10 to 13, he defends himself. Interestingly, Paul defends himself by mentioning his weaknesses. Paul basically says, being an apostle does not mean he doesn't have any weaknesses. Instead, God works through the weaknesses of people, he says. In this context, Paul discusses his weaknesses in today's passage. From today's passage, I would like to share with you basically two things. First thing is we can plead honestly with the Lord for anything. And secondly, God's answers to our prayers may not be what we desire, but we are called to be humbly accept the answer. Okay, let's take a look at the first point. We can plead honestly with the Lord for anything. Today's verse 7 says, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. It refers to what Paul calls the thorn in his flesh. Paul does not say what exactly the thorn was, and there were many opinions on what the thorn refers to. For example, some Bible scholars say the thorn is probably some kind of disease or a physical handicap, like a weak eyesight, headache, some problem in his ear, or something like that. Other scholars say perhaps the thorn had to do with his physical appearance or his emotional problem. By the way, in the original Greek, the thorn in verse 7 is scoros, and it literally refers to a thorn or a pointed piece of wood. Please imagine you are walking barefoot and accidentally step on a thorn and you can't remove it. That would hurt and that would be very uncomfortable. So, whatever the thorn was, Paul was very uncomfortable with it and annoyed by it. And Paul prayed that the thorn might be taken away. As you know, Paul endured countless hardships and difficult situations in his life. But that does not mean Paul did not feel anything, as if hardships he had were nothing to him. But he knew whom he should cry to. Once again, verse 7. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. Last week, in my sermon, I talked about Peter's walk on the water, and I pointed out that we can see the honest feeling of Peter when he said, "Lord, save me," in Matthew chapter 14, verse 30. In a sense, like Peter, Paul also prayed to God honestly. Jesus also prayed honestly. For example, shortly before he was arrested, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and prayed to the Father three times, recorded in Matthew chapter 26, asking his Father to take away his suffering on the cross. By the way, it is interesting that Jesus prayed in the garden three times. And in our passage today, Paul says he pleaded with the Lord three times too. I am not sure if there is a special meaning in the expression three times, but at least it is obvious that Jesus and Paul prayed repeatedly, expressing their honest feelings. So, we too can plead honestly with God for anything, and God will listen to our prayers. Like I will discuss shortly, that does not necessarily mean God would always respond to us in the way we hope, but He always listens to our prayers, and He hears and understands our feelings. I think that is a great blessing to us, because we don't have to struggle with our pains just by ourselves. Often we want to let other people know our feelings. We want to share it with other people. While that is natural to us and not bad necessarily, the problem is that it is unfortunately impossible for those who are around us to always understand our feelings exactly in the same way we feel. Therefore, sometimes we feel that no one really understands us, and we sometimes feel alone. I am not saying it is a bad idea to talk with your friends when you have a problem. In fact, I think that is a great idea. But what we need to keep in mind is that our friends are also humans, and they are not perfect. And that's why I say it is a great, great blessing that we can pray to God honestly. Even when no one seems to understand us, God will understand and He will listen to our prayers. I think that is a great privilege given to Christians. And Paul, the apostle, took that advantage. The next point I'd like to make today is that God's answer to our prayers may not be what we desire, but we are called to humbly accept the answer. I just said that we can pray to God for anything, honestly. Now, it is equally important to keep in mind that we should listen to God's answer to our prayers. It is often said that a prayer is like a conversation with God. I think that is generally true. And if so, we should not only talk to God, but also we should listen to Him. And as we listen carefully to God's answer to our prayers and accept it, we experience our difficult time differently. Probably it is not so difficult for us to pray honestly to God. It may not be so difficult for us to pray to God honestly, but it could be a little challenging for us to listen to God and accept His answers, especially when God's answer to our prayers is different from what we hope. It may be challenging for us to accept God's answer. But one of the things we can learn from today's passage is that we should accept God's answer, even if the answer is different from what we desire. Paul prayed 3 times for the removal of his thorn. But God says, His grace is sufficient, in verse 9, meaning no, basically. So God's answer to prayer was basically no, but He says His grace is sufficient. Then Paul writes, I delight in weaknesses, accepting God's answer. Why was Paul willing to accept God's answer? He was because he knew that God's answers and His plans have purposes. There was a purpose for the thorn in Paul's flesh. Paul writes, he was given the thorn in order to keep me from becoming conceited, in verse 7. Now, let's imagine a little bit about Paul without the thorn. Let's imagine a little bit about Paul without the thorn. What if Paul had not been given the thorn? I'm sure he would have felt much more comfortable. He could have done things that he couldn't do because of the thorn. But I wonder if he could have been really happy in the deep spiritual sense if he had not been given the thorn. Again, Paul writes, he was given the thorn in order to keep him from becoming conceited, and that means without the thorn, he would have felt too confident about himself to keep and develop the relationship with God. He would have felt as if I can do anything by myself and I don't need God anymore. Paul might have been able to do almost anything, whatever he wanted, if he had not been given the thorn. But there is at least one thing Paul could not have done, even if he had not been given the thorn. That is, to have eternal life, overcoming the spiritual death caused by our sins. If you are talented in something, that's great. If you are in a socially powerful position, that's great too. If you are financially blessed, that's also great. But there is one thing that we can never do by ourselves, that is to have eternal life. Jesus reminded us by saying, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, that is Jesus. So everyone needs Jesus. But unfortunately, we tend to forget that, especially when everything is going well. Because when everything is going well, we are often tempted to think as if we can do anything by ourselves and we don't need anyone, even God. But that is not true. So no one is perfect, and everyone needs God. When the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery, Jesus said, let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. And no one could throw a stone after all. Everyone is a sinner, unfortunately, and everyone needs the forgiveness of sins. And only through Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven. We are often tempted to forget about that, becoming conceited, as if we did not need the help of God, most importantly, the salvation by God. By being given the thorn, Paul was able to remember who he was and whom he needed. Because of the thorn, he always looked toward God and relied on him. And by doing so, Paul's relationship with God was deepened. And Paul enjoyed the relationship with God more and more. Thus he says, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. God's answer to our prayers might not always be what we desire, but we are called to accept God's answer because he responds to us according to his purpose, which is always good to us. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Like I mentioned, it is often said that a prayer is like a conversation with God. When we have conversation with someone, we not only talk, but also listen. Perhaps we are good at talking, but not really good at patiently listening to what God says. Let us try to listen to him and accept God's answers to our prayers. When we accept God's answers to our prayers, When we accept God's answer to our prayers, we will have what we really need and experience a deeper relationship with God. This year has been extremely challenging. We have been greatly impacted by the coronavirus situation. We are praying for the quick recovery of our normal life. Like Paul, we can pray honestly too. So let us continue to pray to God. At the same time, let us try to listen to God. God may not speak to us in the exactly same way he spoke to the prophets or the apostles in the Bible, but we can often find God's answers to our prayers when we look carefully how the situation goes. God often answers us through what we experience in our lives. And let us keep trusting God and stay hopeful, because even when God's answer to our prayers are not what we desire, his answer is always good to us, and we are strong when we are weak. We have even overcome the power of death through the work of Jesus Christ.